Certainly not your typical suburban backyard. We are out in the rural area, and it's a beautiful place, Jody.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really nice.
Why should people come in here and have a look? What can they see on Saturday?
There's a range of things. So we've got a variety of different natives and exotics as well. We've got some veggie gardens. Yeah, there's just a mixture of things. So depending on what you're into, then hopefully you'll be able to find it here.
If you're looking for some house design as well, I can guarantee that you will get a few good tips from this one. It's got a massive veranda all around the place.
Yeah, it does. It's really beautiful to be able to sit, you know, just up on the veranda and be able to watch the wildlife. So last Saturday we were up there and then an egret landed and was sort of just walking along here, and yeah, it was just really special.
There's a bit of rain forecast for this weekend. Do you have any wet weather plans?
Oh, no, we're lucky here, but because the soil is pretty, you know, it's pretty good drainage here. We've got some umbrellas and there is the massive deck. So if it is raining, don't be deterred. There's still plenty of places to be able to enjoy a cup of tea and some food. There's scones and there's going to be a sausage sizzle as well. And yeah, we've got umbrellas. So, and there's, you know, we've got, there's tunnels and made out of passion fruit vines and all sorts of things. So you'll be able to find safety and refuge out of the rain.
I hear there's a few guests coming this weekend.
Yes, yes, we're really lucky. We've got some, so Wildcare is our charity that we're going to be supporting, and Lions is going to be providing the equipment for them, so barbecue and all of that sort of stuff. So they will cook a sausage sizzle, and that will give the volunteers from Wildcare the opportunity to free them up to be able to talk to people about what they do. On the Sunday, we'll have Emma from Land for Wildlife, who'll be doing some walks and talks throughout the day.
Let's have a quick look around, hey?
Yeah, do you want to come this way? We've got a few ornamental things around the place that you'll be able to see. When we bought the place, we moved out here in 2011, and the owners then had some dragon statues and they left them here because they were too heavy to move. So there's still a few of those around the place, and then we've acquired a few more. And yeah, so keep your eye open when you're walking around to see if you can find them. And we certainly encourage kids to come, so we're going to have some colouring in tables set up. And I think that gardening is for children as well, and particularly for children, because it gets them excited and outside and prepares them for the rest, you know, their gardening life, I suppose.
Jody, it all looks freshly mulched. There's been a fair bit of work happening over the last couple of days, I'd say.
Yeah, the past week. Well, yeah, we've been spreading lots of mulch around, but it's been really great because this has, you know, given us the nudge that we needed to get things done. And got heaps of cycads around the place. Tried to plant around the native trees and not clear too much. When Emma comes out on the Sunday, she'll be taking people through, and she's really knowledgeable with her species names, and we're lucky with the diversity that we have here. So this side of the block is more dry, and then must be a sort of a slope, and then so there's wetter species on this side. I want it to be an inspiration to people, so that when they come and then they see the hard, not the hard work, but the love that goes into maintaining a beautiful garden, and it's not a labour or anything, because we just really enjoy doing it. It will hopefully encourage people to attend the rest of the open gardens throughout the year.
And because you are on the committee, you know the gardens that are coming up. Exciting gardens to visit as well?
Oh yeah, really. And there's a really great range. So there's some in the rural area, there's some in town, in the suburbs. There's some really great gardens out at Bachelor, so that'll be worth people taking the drive out there. And they're really different as well. So there's some in Bachelor, there's the three gardens, and then there's one that's got sort of in the town area, and then there's some that are a little bit further out, but they've all got different aspects and specialties. So yeah, worth checking those out.